On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler. Steve Oceans and I would like to invite you to a class we're teaching next Friday, January 19th, from 3 to 4:30 Eastern Time, a 90-minute class covering the new 20% small business deduction, sophisticated planning strategies lawyers, CPAs, and planners need to know. In this class, we're going to cover the 20% deduction and the troublesome limitations, and basically how to work around some of those limitations by using gifts and trusts. So it's a very sophisticated class. Now, what we're going to cover is the difference between service businesses and regular businesses. We're also going to cover how real estate works under the Section 199 Cap A deduction, including what's called the 25%, 2.5% test, and why the $157,500 limitation for trusts is a tremendous opportunity. We'll talk about designing completed gift non-grantor trusts to obtain new $157,500 limitations and designing incomplete gift non-grantor trusts to utilize these limitations. We'll also talk about why you would draft separate trusts for children and grandchildren to optimize the deduction, along with planning for service businesses such as health, law, accounting, and financial planning, including the need to use pension plans, in particular defined benefit plans. We'll talk about planning for large and small real estate ventures, covering the 2.5% test, and utilizing 754 elections when someone passes or when property is sold to refresh basis for purposes of the unadjusted basis test. We'll also cover the brand new kiddie tax and why there may be more opportunities than ever before to transfer income to children, even though the children will be taxed at trust rates for purposes of 199. It appears that a child subject to the kiddie tax would still receive a $157,500 limitation, which could be very valuable going forward. We'll look at the use of defined benefit and defined contribution plans to reduce service income, and we'll also look at other planning techniques for service income, including separating service businesses and non-service businesses. We'll talk about how to use CRTs for older real estate when the 2.5% limit, when the 2.5% qualified property formula is problematic. We'll look at redesigning capital structures to improve the 20% limitation. We'll talk about why businesses should not lease real estate but should often buy going forward. We'll look at how to spin off real estate into new ventures to optimize the 20% 199 Cap A deduction. This will be especially important for service businesses such as law firms and CPA firms. We'll look at how to use the IRC Section 355 deduction to separate service and non-service corporate ventures, and how to separate ventures that are in partnerships and LLCs. Also with this class will be a 30-minute prequel covering grantor trusts, non-grantor trusts that are completed gift trusts and incomplete gift trusts, how D&I shifts from trust income to beneficiaries, and how and why income and capital gains are trapped, and how trapped income within a trust might be a good thing because of the Section 199 limitations. We've covered a lot of ground. Again, on behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, and we'd like to invite you to the class Friday, January 19th from 3 to 4:30. Thank you.